Moira Virabhoisai, what a magnificent evening we had tonight! Bishus the Mashkiach Shlita. Virabhoisai, an exalted evening. Majestic evening that we experienced. Magical moments that will stay with you forever. You should all give yourself pats on the back. You know, Chazal tell us, Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nisharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to carry us on wings of eagles. We don't need eagles tonight, Rabbi. Give yourself pats on the back. And my friends, we're not even done tonight. We're not done. I want to tell you, the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yisroi. And the Medrash tells us, Yisroi Shoma Mashaloi Shomu Shishim Riboy. He heard something that 600,000 people didn't hear. How is that possible? Yisroi heard, what did he hear? What does that mean? I want to give you a mashal. Rav Nissen Kaplan spoke here tonight and he says, I don't know anything about this Yetzer Hara. He doesn't know what it is. Well, I gotta be honest, I know what it is. I'm familiar with the Yetzer Hara. When I went the first time to ask Reb Tzvi Meyer to speak, I told him it's a big event. He said, with the sticks? I said, no, not with the sticks. He said, it's called football. He said, it's with the foot? I said, not exactly. He said, so why do they call it football? I said, it's a mud in the country. I don't know. They call it football, but they throw it. He's like, I never heard of such a thing. I don't know what you're. He didn't believe me. It took me a while to convince. He's like, the one with the sticks. I said, no, it's not the one with the sticks. It's a different sport. I said, really? They're such a big thing? Anyway, see, back in the day, America's pastime was baseball. Before, you know, people, they once had patience, and then baseball is a sport that needs a little patience. So I want to tell you, even though I'm familiar with the football, I'm going to tell you a story about baseball. When I was a kid, my father grew up with the Brooklyn Dodgers. So I used to hear always about the Brooklyn Dodgers. So I was also a Dodgers fan, even though they already moved to LA, I'm still a Dodgers fan. When I was a kid, there was a pitcher on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Haflo Vafela. He won the comeback player of the year. He won silver slugger because he was the best hitting pitcher. He won golden glove, he was the best fielding pitcher. He won Cy Young Award. He won MVP. He won MVP of the World Series. He broke a record. He had 59 consecutive scoreless innings. He was top stuff. He was the best. How did he do it? So let me tell you what happened. It's the last inning of the last game of the World Series. I know tonight is not the World Series. Thanks. But I'm telling you a story. I just want you to understand something. A mashal. It's the last out. He's on the mound. He's pitching a complete game. He strikes out the last batter. And he walks off the mound like nothing happened. Just walked off the mound. And then the catcher goes running to him and jumps on him and screams to him, we won the game, we won the World Series. And all of a sudden he breaks out in like this unbelievable happiness. They said, like, why'd you walk off like nothing happened? He said, when I'm there in the moment, there's no World Series, there's no crowds, there's no ring, there's just one thing. I'm just focused on what's in front of me. And sometimes you can be so involved you don't even understand the ramifications of what's happening. That could happen to you. You know, when someone goes to a game, you can't really know what's going on. You're sitting there in the stands and you're watching little things that look like ants running around because you're sitting all the way up in nosebleed. You don't even know if he caught the pass, he kicked the ball, he fumbled. You can't know anything. But you're sitting 1,000 miles away. You got someone with color commentary who tells you exactly what happened and how. You know better when you're far away when you're actually there. So Klal Yisrael is experiencing these things. Melchemes Amalek, Yetzias Mitzrayim. But they don't take it in the same way that Yisrael took it in. Shoma Yisrael Mashaloi Shamu Shishim Riboy. Because he was able to look from a distance and say, do you know what just happened? So I want to tell you boys, what just happened. Because you might not know what just happened. The Pasuk tells us, pasuk says about Yisroi. Yisroi says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Miad Mitzrayim. Yisroi says, Baruch Hashem. And the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, makes the following diuk. He says, you know, when Malachim say Hashem's name, first they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos. That's the way the Malachim talk. And Klal Yisrael, when we say Hashem's name, first we say, Baruch Ato Hashem. And when Yisroel is speaking, Yisroel says, Baruch Hashem. So Malachim, they need three words before they can utter the Shem Hashem. And Klal Yisroel needs two words before they can utter the Shem Hashem. And Yisroel only needs one word. Says the Vilna Gaon, you know why? Because Yisroel was able to do something that Moshe couldn't do. And Moshe did something that Malachim couldn't do. Because Malachim don't have a Yetzahara. Moshe has a Yetzahara. But Moshe's Yetzahara doesn't compare to Yisro's Yetzahara. Because Yisro was out there, Beruma Shel Olam. He was there with all the schmutz. And he came in. So Yisro was able to accomplish something Moshe couldn't. He can say the Shem Hashem after one word. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. We say v'kirav tonu malkeinu l'shimcha ha'godol. Hashem, bring us closer to your name, because we're distanced. The malachim are three words away. We're two words away. Bring us closer. You want to get close to the Shem Hashem. And I want to tell you that what happened here tonight never happened in Ponovich. And it never happened in Brisk or in Mir, because it can't happen there. It happened only here. What you've done here tonight is unbelievable. The koyach that you brought. My friends, it's becoming popular. You go to Babas for brachas, you go to Mekubalim for brachas. You don't have to go anywhere for brachas. Because the koyach of bracha in this world right now is in this room. In this room. And I want to ask all of you to do me a favor. Because we're going to daven soon. I'm asking you to have me in mind in the tefillahs. Because you right now have a special power. Chazal have told us when a person is oimed in Nisoyan, and he's misgaber, that moment, his tefillah is so powerful, goes straight to Shemayim. So you have koyach of tefillah. And I can tell you there are things that I need, that I desperately need. I'm asking you to have me in mind in your tefillahs. Because your tefillahs, we're not done, my friends. We're like right there. It's time for us to cash in. Now you could cash in with your tefillah. This tefillah has special koyach. And people have told me in the past, they've never had a davening like the davening after an all-night learning, going to the koysel, and we scream Psukat Ezrima, and we scream Avarabo, and we scream Shema Yisrael, and you feel so connected, and you feel that your tefillahs are going straight to Shemayim. And they are! Chazal have told us, tonight is your night for davening. So I'm asking you a favor. Have me in mind. Rabbosai, there's one thing I'd like to remain with you from tonight. It's the following message. The Ramah, in the end of Shulchan Aruch, the very end, all the way at the end, the Ramah says, there's a shaila of Adr Aleph, Adr Beis. What are you doing in Ibiyar? So we know there's certain things that are annoying the first month, not the second month. What about Adr Aleph? What about the Mishnah of Adr Aleph? Should you have a Mishnah in Adr Aleph? The Ramah ends with the following words. Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid means it's always good. You should have a good drink. Toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. That's the way it ends with that pasuk. It's interesting choice. Says the Shari Tshuva, there's something intentional why he said. He doesn't just say the halacha. Toiv leiv mishta tamid, says the Shari Tshuva. I'll tell you why. Because the Shulchan Aruch begins with the words Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid. It's the same word tamid that we have in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and we have in the end of the Shulchan Aruch. And intentionally the Ramah wanted to make that connection. And that's the idea of Shnei Tamidim Kehilchason. We have to have two Tamidim. What does that mean? That means as follows. You know, there's like a reputation that Center's boys have in the street. Center's boys like to party. We're not like these Fafrumta guys out there. We're not. It's just the reality where people like to have a good time. And it's true. Toiv leiv mishta tamid. It's great. It's wonderful. We can have a good time. But you have to remember, the Mishteh Tamid goes together with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. You want to know where the party is? The party is in here. We're having the real party, and we're having a great time. As Rabbi Kaplan, Mr. Kaplan said, look at the smiles on people's faces. Look how happy we are to be here. Remember, you could party, you could just all your whole life. You could always Toiv Lev Mishteh Tamid. Just remember, the party is here. That's where it is. We have to always remember that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should be zoicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us always simcha shel mitzvah. We should have a geschmack in learning. We should enjoy. We should be zoicha to say we're happy to be b'nei Torah. Ashreichem. We're so happy. She'anu mashkimim ve'hem mashkimim. Anu ratzim ve'hem ratzim. They're running. We're running. Where are we running to? We're running to the hands of Borei Olam. We're running into his embrace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. He's so proud of what we've done tonight. Because Hashem is Yat Lishmai. We should daven our hearts out. And your mom is davening with the last ounce of strength that you have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eibishter. All I want is to be close to you. And Bez Hashem Mitzvah Deshmaya, we should be Zoicha to Uval Letzion Goyal. We should be Zoicha that Kodesh Baruch Hu should say Letzoros Einu, die. We don't need any more Tzoros. We don't need anything more that we should want to get close to you because we're happy to get close to you. And Bez Hashem, we should be able to be the ones that are bringing Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimheira V'yomeinu. Amen. Amen.